folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and I am right here, at least temporarily, filling in for Melody Cederstrom on discount with the Discount Gold and Silver's program, Financial Survival. We just, the internet had been down. We were told there'd be no broadcast, and I just got a call literally 2 minutes ago, said, can you fill in for Melody till I get a hold of her? So here I am. It is Friday, September 10th, 2021, and welcome to today's broadcast. Man, we have a lot to talk about. Financial information, of course, but a lot more than that we got to talk about today, folks. Believe me, we do. And I'm hoping Todd can get a hold of Melody so she can join me in a minute, because she didn't know we were going to have a broadcast either. So here we are today. So bear with us as I try to do this. I didn't have time to prepare anything as far as Dow and different things, but I did look up the precious metals prices. And gold is up today, thank the Lord. It's up to 1801.30. Silver is up to 24.18. Platinum is 995.15. And palladium is 22.41.60. So the precious metals seem to be steady, holding steady. You know, it wasn't a whole long time ago that silver was trying to give up 14. So that's been a while back. Now it's up to over 24. Gold was struggling at 12 and 1300. Now it's over 1800. Folks, metals will fluctuate, but they will never go away. You can count on that. We certainly can. And I won't get in a lot more information too. Of course, tomorrow is the 20th anniversary of 9/11. I expect everybody listening today, if you were born back then and old enough to remember where you were on the day that happened. You remember getting a phone call from somebody and said, this happened and this, and we all were glued to the news and TV. And it's been a long, long road since then. We've all seen what's happened to the country since then. We've all seen more wars provocated through that so-called event. We've seen it over and over. We're still watching it happen around the world. We all know that it didn't happen anywhere near what the mainstream media said it did. It was basically a lie. And the Building 7 alone coming down all by itself for no reason, no plan, anything, should be enough to tell people this was a setup. But nonetheless, I just want to mention 9/11 because people were still paying the price for it as people that were lost their liberties because of this. The Patriot Act was already passed and ready to go into effect before this ever happened. This was a setup to get us into this mess in the day. And folks, after a while, we're going to discuss some more huge government tyranny that we're facing right now. And I hope you'll pay attention, my friends. We're at the point now we can no longer turn the other cheek, so to speak, and say, well, this will go away. Ever since 9/11, they've been pushing more buttons and trying to scare more people into the cage and into obedience. We cannot let that happen any longer. We have got to move on and make yourself heard against these lies, damnable lies. I'm just totally amazed how the news media today has not said a word basically about Biden's new agenda and how it's unconstitutional, to say the least, immoral for sure, and even unlawful under federal law. But no one talked about that. We'll get that in a minute, though. Okay, let's move on to some news, financial news here, if you don't mind, because it is important. No matter what else happens, folks, we still got to pay our bills, don't we? We still have to eat. Still have to try to function best we can in society. It's totally off its rocker. The U.S. producer prices soar at record pace in August, up 9 months in a row. That should make us wonder sometimes what this is going on here. Transitory or not, another month, another series of inflation indicators begins with producer prices, and it won't help Powell's case that this is all transitory. Headline PPI rose 0.7% month to month, above the 0.6 expected, which sent the headline print up a stunning 8.3% year to year. They admit to 8.3% now, folks. They admit to 8.3%. We know it's at least double that. And it's not all energy costs, as core PPI also rose faster than expected and up for the ninth straight month. Perhaps more worrisome is the fact that the PPI pipeline shows this is far from over, as enemy good prices are still soaring and roaring and have yet to filter through the top-end product. He said the PPI pipeline, the goods are not on the shelf yet, but the prices are going up. and are still growing and have yet to filter through to you and I. It's coming. Either firms hike prices, crushing the low and middle classes, or the income margin compression, crushing the upper classes holding the stock. I don't know what to say about that. I mean, no one wants to see anyone crushed. No, you don't. But it's happening. It's going on right now as we speak, folks. We are starting to see the flow of price increases all around us. I know some more than anywhere else in food prices. But we're just seeing the beginning of it. It has not gotten to us yet, what's really going on behind the scenes. And I don't know how to reiterate this any greater than say that if we haven't stocked up for times maybe you and I can't afford to buy things, it's your own fault. We don't have to buy a bunch at a time, but if you buy 4, 5, 6 cans of something at a time, put it back, or some store-bought food, and put it back, and prepare for these times. I don't want to think about what could happen. I don't want to feel frustrated and angry over this because we knew it was going to happen. A fiat currency, a nation that's forgotten God, becoming a moral bastion of all manner of evil, has to pay sins of the people, and we're going to pay. We're going to pay not only the ones who are committing the acts, but those who call themselves Christians who tolerate the acts are going to pay. And you say, well, that's really harsh. Well, it is what it is, folks. When it comes to the point you can't buy food for your family, remember, we are being judged, and righteously so. I didn't come on the air to preach to you today, but I'm telling you the truth. The Bible says a wise man sees trouble coming and prepares himself for it. A fool hides and does nothing. You better listen to what's being said. Biden administration says if you exclude beef, pork, and poultry, inflation is not really so bad. Can you believe the nerve of this? Bond King Jeffrey Gundlach summed up the idiocy of the White House spokesperson perfectly. If you take out the items that are up a lot, troubling grocery inflation will be lower. That, talk about an oxymoron. If you take out the things that are up a lot, the inflation will be so bad. No duh. Gee, I couldn't figure that out myself. Thank you. Soaring supermarket prices are eating away at wage gains and have stressed out working poor families who allocate a high percentage of their incomes to basic and essential items. The Biden administration has finally acknowledged inflation as a real concern, but didn't blame the trillions of dollars in fiscal and monetary policies and labor shortages on increased food inflation, but instead placed responsibility on meat packers. White House National Economic Council Director Brian Deese took the podium on Wednesday and told reporters that half of the overall increase is in grocery prices can be attributed to a significant increase in prices in three products, beef, pork, and poultry. It raises a concern about pandemic profiteering by companies that are driving price increases in a way that hurts some consumers who are going to the grocery store. Deese said, adding that this isn't benefiting the actual producers, the farmers and ranchers that are growing the product, and that's very true. So he's saying that the middlemen are profiteering. Nonetheless, they can't get the products in. There are shortages, and they can't get them delivered, but they're profiteering. The real drivers in these three areas, these three proteins, he said, if you look at the thing that is striking across beef and poultry and pork, significant consolidation in those industries. Deese said the market is controlled by the top four producers in those industries, and that may be probably partially so, folks. But you certainly can't blame the producers, the companies that put this together, for all this situation. We didn't have this situation until they started pouring COVID out on us and forcing people to take vaccines and then causing workers to quit the jobs, people become sick, and shut down businesses by the millions. We didn't have this problem. Don't blame the meat producers, the farmers, or the food producers, period. Go back to the one you started, and yes, you're not going to like this, but I don't care. It started under Donald Trump. He was strongly for the vaccines, and he was going to do an Operation Warp Speed. So don't just blame it all on Biden. Although since Biden got in, he's certainly done a great job of pushing us even further. I heard Nancy Pelosi the other day saying that we have to pay off the credit card that under Donald Trump's administration of $7 trillion that he spent. My friend, Biden is on par to do a lot more than that, but that wasn't mentioned. We're seeing winter time coming. Winter time is imminent. I don't know where you are and where you live, but here in the hills of West Virginia, we're starting to feel the fall air is cooling off a little bit. Now, it's still going to get hot next week, up in the 90s or 90, but at nights it's cooling down, less humidity, and you can feel fall coming on. Right after that is winter. On top of food prices, people have to worry about paying their heating bills. I don't care how you heat, if you use propane, natural gas, electricity, it's all going to go up in prices. See, it is not going to go up. It's already going up in prices. I heated my house with wood and coal for years because I got the wood off my own property, and I bought a ton of coal a year, and I could heat the house, and I still had that as reserve if I need it, because I knew there might be a time when I couldn't afford to pay for electric heat, a power pump, or propane, whatever. Folks, these are things we're going to face. It's here, it's coming, it's now. Natural gas prices jumped to 7-year high as winter supply worries mount. U.S. natural gas futures soared to a 7-year high amid escalating concerns about tight supplies heading into the winter heating season. Gas prices are soaring across the northern hemisphere as anxiety mounts about the prospects of a supply crunch in coming weeks when cold weather begins to descend and homeowners switch on furnaces. A confluence of production and processing disruptions are running headlong into robust demand for the fuel in some of the world's biggest economies. The rally in North America and Europe is heightening inflation concerns and worries about ripple effects that could roil gas-intensive industries from fertilizers to steel and food producers. Let me repeat that. It's going to affect all industries, folks. Fertilizers, steel, and food producers. Gas for October delivery settled up 7.6% at $4.91 per million British thermal units in New York on Wednesday, a level not seen since unprecedented cold gripped the U.S. and Canada during the polar vortex of early 2014. This is now. I hate to keep saying, you preacher, you're bringing forth a lot of bad news, and I don't mean to bring forth bad news. But as a watchman on the wall, my job is to warn the people. The enemy's at the gate. The enemy's inside the city. The enemy's inside the country. America has tolerated so much evil that evil must be done upon her. Calamity, folks. The word calamity, the Bible says he causes calamity to come upon the people that do evil. The word calamity means evil. He allows more evil to punish evil. So understand this, folks. This is coming down the pike as we speak. And I do believe now, folks, that the host of this program is actually decided to join us today. Melody, are you there?
Well, you're finally recognizing that I'm here.
I didn't know you were there. I had no one told me. No one tells me anything.
You didn't hear me?
No, I didn't.
Rustling my papers and...
You should have said something, darling. I didn't hear you. I've been trying to carry on with that. Actually, I did get the medals covered, but I didn't go into the markets because I didn't have it in front of me. If you want to do that, you certainly may. Then we can continue.
Well, sure, we can. We can go into the, I don't know, did you do the dollar or oil or anything
like
that?
No, I just did the precious metals.
Well, we have the dollar a little bit stronger today at 0.12 at 92.62, and you had the crude oil up $1.46 at 69.60. Paper markets today, the Dow was down 271 points, still less than 1%, 34,607. The S&P was down 34 points at 4,458. NASDAQ was down 132, still under 1% at 15,115. Europe was negative except for the FTSE. Asia was negative. I take it back. Asia was positive across the board with, looks like the Nikkei and the Hang Seng doing the best. The Hang Seng was up almost 2%. And let's take a peek at the 10-year yield, 1.34%. So that's kind of interesting. That was a big pop from yesterday. So That's pretty much it, but with the Dow dropping more than 270 points, it is falling for a fifth straight day, so I don't know what trend that might make, but just a little sidebar there. And you know, you hit it on the, you know, you're talking about natural gas. We talked a little bit. I thought it was 13 years as far as a high. You're talking about paper trading, so maybe those are two different things. But we talked about 13% yesterday. But either or, whether it be, you know, 7 or 13, it's going higher.
Yes, and, it is. And right at the season when people need it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't have to, you know, in the summertime, you certainly use a lot less of the natural gas, but certainly in the winter when you use it to heat your home, that is, you know, will have a much bigger impact on
Absolutely.
Your pocket, on your pocketbook. But, so I didn't get to hear everything that you said, but.
Well, we're discussing the fact that I just went through the U.S. producer prices soar at a record
mm-hmm.
pace in August.
Yeah,
I mean, they're admitting now that inflation is 8.3%. They're admitting it's 8.3% right now. Mm-hmm. They're admitting to. And Biden blames the price on food, Biden administration, on beef, pork, and poultry. And they said if you took out those prices, it wouldn't be so bad. I mean, gee whiz. Yeah, take out the stuff that you eat. Yeah, just quit eating. That way the price won't affect you. Insane.
Yeah.
But I've covered those first three stories. I get ready to get into the fact that, you know, that Biden under his new budget is going to put in 87,000 new IRS workers. You know that.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, I do. We talked about that. Mm-hmm.
But did you get to the point where they're going to snoop into everybody's bank account?
Yeah, yeah.
You covered that already?
I'm not sure how deep we did that, but why don't you do it again? It's worth
talking
about.
Break in a minute. But the headline says, why are they snooping on average Joe over $600 payment? Fury as Biden tries to let IRS snoop on your bank accounts. Venmo, PayPal, and crypto deals and plan that could violate the Fourth Amendment. Now, this is what we're going to cover after the break here. But this is coming. This is right now. This is not coming in the future. This is right now. And this is, what can I say? This movement to conquer us has taken huge steps in the last few days, especially Thursday with Biden, yesterday with Biden. We'll cover that a little bit too. But it's amazing. Amazing. But see, one key prong of President Biden's plan to bankroll Democrats' $3.5 trillion budget plan is to monitor every inflow and outflow of an individual's bank account. Think about that.
Hey, think about this. We're heading into a break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk CommonSenseVoicesOfIntegrity.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com, and make sure you sign up for a weekly newsletter. And let's see. Why don't you just go ahead and pick a topic?
This, well, that's what I'm talking about in the IRS, snooping your bank account, because this is important. This is part of 3.5 trillion, folks, 87,000 new IRS agents. Divide that up by state. The Biden administration says such surveillance would target audits and prevent tax evasion, but some are concerned that it might run up against the Fourth Amendment and those who can't afford to fight tax audits or move the money into offshore accounts. The proposal would require banks to report to the IRS every deposit and withdrawal from an account, including transactions from Venmo, PayPal, crypto exchanges, and the like, in an effort to fight tax evasion. The IRS would know how much money is in an individual's bank account in a given year, where the individual earned the income on that account, and exactly how much is going in and out. Now, that's huge. Biden Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, IRS Chief Charles Rittig, and a number of Democrats in the Senate, most especially Elizabeth Warren, are pushing for the deep dive into individuals' financial transactions as a part of an $80 billion plan to enforce tax compliance. Wow. Here we go again. I mean, on and on and on. For $80 billion being spent in the budget for tax compliance. Any comments on that?
No, we talked about yesterday about how after the IRS, there's only a very small percentage of people that could get through to talk to a live agent for during tax time. And it's like they are so, I mean, you talk about infrastructure, you know, it's and that money is not going to go to help that situation. It's going to help to get and go after for more money so they can spend more on climate control and everything else that they have. It's just, you know, it's just, and they'll tell you, oh, that's so we can go after those big multinational corporations. After the rich people. No, that isn't it at all. They're not going after the rich people because they're the ones that are rich.
Good no, they grief. Can't. They won't do that. They're coming out the middle class and lower class. Pardon?
Absolutely. They want to kill whatever is left of the middle class if it isn't dead already.
They've done a good job of it. They certainly have put a lot of middle class businesses out of business in the last year, haven't they?
They hate the middle class.
They do. They were once a backbone of the economy in this country. That's why they hate it. You ever read General Medley Butler's book entitled War's a Racket? You ever read that book?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, it more or less comes out and proves the point that wars are financial. They really truly are. I mean, they're moneymakers. And there's no point denying that. Yeah, it means that people have died and suffered because of it. But there are people who make billions, trillions of dollars off of wars. That's why they do them. The big tech made billions during war on terror. Tech giants made billions through contracts with the U.S. military and other government agencies during the so-called war on terror, according to a report released ahead of the 20th anniversary of 9/11. The Big Tech Sells War Report. That's the title of it. Big Tech Sells War. Published Thursday by the three U.S. campaign groups, documented an explosion of government contracts with Amazon, Facebook, Google, Microsoft, and Twitter since 2004. The tech company's contracts were primarily with agencies central to the war on terror, said the report. From 2004 to today, big tech corporations have seen a huge climb in federal demand for their services, particularly from the Pentagon and the Department of Homeland Security. The demand from U.S. military and intelligence agencies for cloud computing and GPS software has surged since 2001 as the defense industry has grown increasingly digitalized. The Department of Defense alone has spent $43.8 billion on big tech contracts since 2004, said the report. A collaboration between the Action Center on Race and Economy and social justice groups like Little Sis and Empower Change. Four of the five top spending agencies on big tech contracts were central to foreign policy. They were established as a direct result of global war on terror. Let me repeat that. Four of the five top spending agencies on big tech contracts were central to foreign policy or were established as a direct result of the global war on terror. Folks, think about that. Created four new huge suckers on the people's money. Amazon and Microsoft, in particular, pulled ahead in recent years, with Amazon signing nearly five times and Microsoft signing eight times as many federal contracts and subcontracts in 2019 as compared to 2015. Reports that Microsoft has benefited from a leap in defense contracts during the Trump administration, with a six-fold increase in the number of deals signed between 2016 and 2018. War, my friends, makes somebody wealthy. It always has. It always will. According to Scripture, wars are fought over lust for power and control and money. That's what wars are fought over. Very seldom fought over of anything, essential liberties or anything else. Somebody, even during the wars that was here, the wars that had to be done, somebody profits. Somebody makes money off of that. The arms makers, perhaps. But somebody makes money. Melody, I want us to help us to word that. Do you?
No, I mean, you know, yeah, these big tech companies, look at what these pharmaceutical companies are making off of our government. Look what Amazon makes. Look what Bezos makes. Look what Musk makes. The contracts, you know, through the military, through, you know, the space. And I mean, it's just, so why would it be any different than, you know, our big war on terror and how much these big tech companies made, you know, it's disgusting.
Well, if you look behind what we are told causes the wars and find out we've been lied to, Melody, we see there's something much deeper than that. I mean, well, I could go back a long ways. My last book is entitled America, a Victim of War, was the title of one of the chapters in the book. I go back and record history and how we were conned into wars. Oh, yes, folks. World War One, World War Two, the Korea, Vietnam, all of them. We've been conned into them. 9/11 was another con job to get us involved in wars. You can look it up for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Research it. Go online. But in Vietnam, we were lied to at the Gulf of Tonka. Johnson told us a lie. The people bought it. And we sent troops in by the thousands, hundreds of thousands to Vietnam. Got our tails kicked, walked out tails between legs, just like did in Afghanistan. But nonetheless, we were conned into it. Pearl Harbor was known about before it happened, known about it well advanced before it happened, but Roosevelt won us in war, so he got us in war. These are all historical facts. Wars are destructive to lives, property, and even cultures. But somebody profits. Look beyond that, and then we should recognize, of course, the deaths of our innocents. Look beyond that to what's behind that. Why are they fighting these wars? And figure it out for yourself.
And yeah, remember Halliburton? Remember
Halliburton? Halliburton, yes.
Old Cheney's company.
Greed, and power.
Just follow the dots. Follow the money.
Well, somebody once said that the flag follows the dollar, and the young men follow the flag. Figure it out, folks. And here's another, of course, rumor of war going on. And all this, where you say this is another side of the world. This is Russia and Ukraine. Folks, we're no longer a sovereign nation. We're no longer free from outside influence. That's gone for decades. Because we no longer take care of ourselves. We don't produce anything for ourselves. We don't feed ourselves. We don't clothe ourselves. We don't make our own cars any longer. We are affected by what happens all over the world because we're linked to the world now. Whether you like it or not, that's the way it is. All-out war with Russia is a possibility, Ukraine warns, as Putin and Belarus alarm at NATO with huge war games featuring 200,000 troops months after military buildup on Ukraine borders. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky made the comments at a summit on Friday. It's the worst thing that could happen. But unfortunately, there is that possibility, he said, of war against Russia. Kyiv says that a conflict in eastern Ukraine has killed 14,000 people since 2014 when Russia annexed Crimea. Now, think about that, Melody. We don't know this, but since 2014, at least 14,000 people died because of this ongoing war right now. Zelensky's comments came out after Russia, Belarus, and other states began huge military exercises. The huge military drills will involve 200,000 soldiers, at least 80 aircraft, more than 300 tanks, and 15 ships. Officials have said the exercises do not envision specific nations as adversaries, but should be signaled to the West. A signal to the West. I don't know. Add on top of everything else that's going on. That's another straw on the camel's back, maybe? What do you think, Melody? I mean, do you see what I'm saying here? It's another peg kicked up underneath the foundation of our nation and the world. It's just more and more of insanity and unrest all the world, is it not?
You know, I enjoy reading Pat Buchanan's articles. And, you know, he talked today. He wrote an article, I think it was yesterday, about, you know, where did all these wars get us? And, you know, he goes back and references how much things have changed since Y2K, the year 2000, how much stronger China has become, even Russia. And it's like, how are we addressing those challenges? Oh, we slap on some penalties or you know, tariffs or, you know, whatever. And that's all we do. And it's Europe, you know, they refuse to defend itself from a Russia that is stronger and more assertive than it was a couple of decades ago, when Putin took over. I mean, it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then what is Butch, they're just all of these nations, especially Russia and China are positioning themselves and taking it, and, you know, they're climbing the hill, the ladder or whatever. And what are we doing? We can't do any of that. You know, what are we doing? We're pulling back. It's, you know, so yeah, I mean, I can't imagine anything being positive when it comes to a lot of these nations. And where does it go from here? And what he talks about is, if you know, looking back and looking ahead, you know, the trend line is not good. I mean, China's not what it was 20 years ago. Heck, 20 years ago, he gave an example of China's economy in the year 2000 was actually smaller than Italy's. Can you get that? Can you grasp that?
Wow.
Smaller than Italy's. And today it is a peer competitor of the United States with four times our population. They manufacture more than we do.
Oh, yes.
It has a growth rate that has exceeded ours for decades. They run an annual $1 trillion trade surplus with us and produce goods. They're more aggressive and confrontational than China, you know, 20 years ago. So, I mean, it's like, where does anybody think that this is going? And you know what? Things are going to heat up tomorrow? Maybe. But I think they got a longer plan.
I do too.
And you know, they're planning and we're defending. You know, we're chasing our tails. And it's...
You can't win a ball game or a war on defense.
No.
Can't do it.
No. Nope.
You cannot do it. And you remember when Nixon was the first president to go to China for a summit, what, back in the 70s? Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Opened the door for all this to start. Who would have dreamed back then, as you just said, Pat Buchanan talked about, who would have thought that would be possible? That's been in 20 years.
20 years. China's economy was smaller than Italy's. Go figure.
That's hard to believe. It is hard to believe. You know, we're going to run out of time this segment again, too, but I do want to cover what Biden did just too, because I think this is going to have ramifications all across the country in a lot of different ways. I don't know what's going to come out of it yet. No one really does, but I'm seeing a lot of things. I'm getting more emails and contacts now. Pastor, what do we do next? And we're working with groups like Liberty Council and some others to help them get through this mess and keep the jobs and go on. Liberty Council has taken on a huge task, and they're doing so far. But Biden said that he is going to more or less force vaccines on everybody he possibly can. But back in 2020, he said, I don't think COVID vaccination should be mandatory.
Not even a year ago.
No. Think about that, people.
Democratic president.
I mean, that's, they said Democratic President Joe Biden expected to sign an executive order today, which he did. Said, however, back in December 2020, as president-elect, Biden said that COVID vaccination should not be mandated by the government and masks should not be mandated. By the way, so did Fauci. Uh-huh.
Well, speaking about Pelosi? She said the same thing.
Pelosi, yes, yes. While speaking in Wilmington, Delaware on December 4th, 2020, Biden was asked whether COVID vaccination should be mandatory. He said, no, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't have demanded it be mandatory. You lying sack of scum. He had to just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide. I'll do everything in my power as President of the United States to encourage people to do the right thing, and when they do it, demonstrate that it matters. What a lying piece of scum. I mean, what brashness, I mean, what brass this guy has to get up in front of people just less than a year ago and say, we're not going to force this. We're not going to make this happen. We're going to try to force these mandates. We're not going to make anybody get a shot or wear a mask. What a lying piece of scum. And we're going to get, after the break, we're going to discuss this in more detail. Folks, yes, I'm angry. I don't apologize for being angry. You got to draw the line somewhere. It better be now. And it's break time.
We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. And in the break, we were talking about the person that is sitting in the behind the desk in D.C. and his little speech yesterday trying to doing executive orders, mandating this. And you know what, Butch? I don't care what president. I don't care what the issue is. I don't care. I mean, I care, but to have the president of the United States to come out and said this isn't about freedom.
Yeah.
When we're in this country, and this is the president of the United States saying, hey, I mean, he could have addressed it I'm not confirming what he said was right. No. But the fact of the matter is that he just said it wasn't about freedom. Everything should be about freedom in this country. And for a standing president to say something like that, it should have angered everyone, regardless of where you're
at.
Where you're at on. It's always about our freedom and our personal choice. And it's just, and then he divides it even more and saying this is the pandemic of the unvaccinated. Are you kidding me? Excuse me?
That is a direct challenge for those who are vaccinated to confront all of us.
Yes, it is.
So it boils down to. And Fauci said a couple months ago, too, that's not about freedom. Biden just, as president, more or less voiced the same words. But folks, I didn't want to read this article about this, and I want to share some thoughts of this.
But you know what? Something else, though. I'm hearing more and more of, I see more like on your Facebooks and things like that, more and more of those who have been vaccinated. I see the words, it's not a choice. It's not about free. And so he really is. He's picked up on that.
He's
creating a war. Yeah.
Yes, he is. And that's what they want. That's exactly what they want. And
they
want to
divide us because we can't.
Go ahead.
They want to divide us because when we're divided, they can do anything they want.
And we're in a case now that if we don't fight, we lose. If we do fight, we're going to lose. Because that's what they want. But we have to fight. Oh, my. But this article from out of D.C. says Biden violates federal law with shot mandate. Joe Biden announced a plan attempting to illegally force COVID shots on more Americans, including federal employees, all private employers with 100 or more employees, healthcare workers, educators, and even children. Biden signed an executive order, folks. This was not passed by Congress. This was not even held up by the Supreme Court. Executive order today attempting to force the COVID shots on all federal employees, including contractors who conduct business with the federal government, without the option to opt out for regular COVID testing. The order gives federal workers and contractors 75 days to get the shots, but there are exceptions for those seeking religious or medical exemptions. The Department of Labor, Occupational Safety and Health Administration is developing a rule that will require all employers. Folks, they're going to pass a law. OSHA is going to pass a law. requiring all employers with more than 100 people to mandate the COVID shots on weekly testing. Employers will be required to provide employees paid time off to get vaccinated. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is taking action to require the injections for over 17 million healthcare workers in most healthcare settings that receive Medicare or Medicaid reimbursement, including but not limited to hospitals, dialysis facilities, ambulatory surgical settings, and home health agencies. Biden is calling on entertainment venues like sports arenas, large concert halls, and other venues where large groups of people gather to require their patrons be vaccinated or show a negative test for entry. He's also pushing COVID shot requirements for teachers, school officials, and even school children. The Biden administration is prepared to begin rolling out booster shots for Pfizer and Moderna during the week of September 20th. That's right, folks. You don't just get one. Right now, they count at least three. However, the statistics regarding the harm from these injections is staggering. The VAERS data shows 6,075 reported adverse events, including 13,911 deaths as of August 23rd. The federal government cannot mandate these COVID injections under authorization of emergency use EUA. There is no FDA-approved COVID shot available in the United States. Furthermore, the shots cannot be mandatory under Title VII. In general, employee vaccine religious exemption requests must be accommodated where a reasonable accommodation exists without undue hardship to the employer under Title VII, the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Many people hold sincere religious beliefs against taking any vaccines or taking those derived from aborted fetal cell lines or taking those sold by companies that profit from the sale of vaccines and other products derived from abortion. Derived from murder, folks. That's what abortion is, just murder. Employees and employers also have constitutional protections against the lawless Biden mandate. In addition, employees may also claim religious exemptions under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act of 1993. This law applies to all levels of federal government. Finally, Biden's lawless mandate also collides with many state laws, including those that ban vaccine passports. Liberty Council founder and chairman Matt Staver, and folks, that's a group I support wholeheartedly. They're on my program at least once a month. The Biden administration has no authority to force any employee or employer to receive COVID shots. We would challenge this lawless executive order. And we're going to move on with that. So now we're getting what Biden said about the governors. He more or less told the governors, just take it and stick it. You're not going to have any say-so in this. That violates the 9th and 10th Amendment of the Constitution. But who cares? Who reads it? Who cares? I am absolutely stunned, Melody, that people who still think and still believe that this is all right to do, we should all do this. As you said, people are saying on Facebook and Twitter, whatever, the unvaxxed are causing this. I mean, this is absolutely gaining momentum in a lot of people's lives, but I also see a kickback now coming on very strong, and it's going to be a confrontation. I hope it's a confrontation of numbers, where they back off when they see the means they're not going to comply. I hope it doesn't come to anything greater than that. Although already fights are breaking out in school parking lots and inside buildings where they're fighting over masks and different things. They're already breaking out, literally breaking out in physical fights. Who knows what's next? Any comments on that so far, Melody?
Well, no, I mean, you know, this is the time, and I know people say, oh, what's that got to do? It's not going to do anything and blah, 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 blah. But you still got to pick up those phones. You still got to make those calls, and you got to hold your local politicians accountable. Amen. And your state politicians accountable. You need to make the calls in there. If you don't get through, and you just have to do it. And that's what
that's
we
just,
do.
That's it. And don't think, people, this will affect you in your pocketbook. When workers quit, they are quitting. By the hundreds of thousands across the country, nurses, doctors, school teachers, they're quitting. If you think it's going to affect you, already, as I read the other day in Idaho, they're short-staffed. They cannot get full medical coverage in the hospitals. Get ready. It's already here. Not now, not ever. RNC to sue Biden over vaccine mandate as GOP governors go ballistic. Republicans clap back over the Biden administration, unsuppressed jab on your job, executive order for federal workers and contractors, and a jab or test mandate for corporations with over 100 employees. 600,000 postal workers, by the way, are oddly exempt. I don't get that, but that's true. The sweeping new vaccine requirements, which completely ignored tens of millions of Americans who have recovered from COVID-19 and have natural immunity, will affect as many as 100 million Americans. Mind on the people who haven't gotten vaccinated. This is what he said. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us. So Biden said. Joe Biden told Americans when he was elected that he would not impose vaccine mandates. He lied. McDaniel said in his statement, adding, now small businesses, workers, and families across the nation will pay the price. President Biden is so desperate to distract from his shameful, incompetent Afghanistan exit that he's saying crazy things and pushing constitutionally flawed executive orders. This is a cynical attempt to pick a fight and distract from the president's morally disgraceful decision to leave Americans behind Taliban lines on the 20th anniversary of 9/11. Meanwhile, Republican governors across the country have issued statements vowing to sue or otherwise oppose the vaccine mandate that Biden threatened them during Thursday's announcement. Let me be blunt, Biden said. My plan also takes on elected officials in states that are undermining you in these life-saving actions. Right now, local school officials are trying to keep children safe in the pandemic while the governor picks a fight with them, even threatens their salaries or their jobs. Talk about bullying the schools. If they'll not help these governors, if these governors won't help us beat the pandemic, I'll use my power as president to get them out of the way. I beg your pardon, partner. We've had dictators and chiefs in the White House folks for many years, but this is unheard of. I've never heard in my lifetime, I've been on the radio almost 29 years, never heard a direct challenge to states' rights in any more of a precise way. Have you?
No, I haven't. And you know what? That just confirms that I don't think he is just mentally there. I'm not blaming it on his, but they're using him so much, and he's just, he's nuts. He truly is nuts.
He is, but his handlers
and
haven't said this,
obviously.
And he has
no idea what he's saying, and you know the Democrats can't go up and say, hey, you know, you shouldn't be saying that. Do you think Pelosi's going to go up and go against him? Heck no.
No. No.
You know, and he is a loose, you talk about a loose, I don't know if he's a loose cannon, but he's a nutty cannon.
Yeah, you never know what's going to set him off, do you? But now, we covered this along the same issue, but a different point that we made some months ago. You remember we told somebody, said on this program a couple, 3 months ago, that they were going to train dogs to be COVID sniffing dogs.
Right,
remember
right,
that?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Coronavirus sniffing dogs unleashed at Miami Airport to detect viruses in employees. Now it's employees, soon will be passengers. I promise you, folks. Employees at Miami International Airport who go through the standard security check for weapons and other prohibited items are now have another layer of screening before they start work. A sniff test from Cobra and One Beta. One Beta, a Dutch Shepherd, waits for a command to sniff masks for the scent of coronavirus at Miami's International Airport on September 8th in Miami. The dogs will be used to screen airport employees as their entry checkpoints in 30-day pilot study. Cobra, a female Belgian Malinois, and One Beta, a Dutch Shepherd, are 7-year-old dogs trained to detect the presence of coronavirus. The keen-nosed canines are part of a pilot program at Miami International. Now, notice that, folks, pilot program. Miami International, one of the nation's busiest airports, and the first to employ dogs in the battle against the coronavirus. Cobra and One Beta will spend their shifts sniffing the face coverings of employees passing through the checkpoint to detect the presence of the virus in sweat, breath, and scents due to metabolic changes that the virus has caused in the human body. The dog signals the odor of the virus on a person. The individual will be asked to take a rapid coronavirus test, the airport said. Folks, this is right now for the employees, but I promise you, unless we stand up and say no, and I mean no in a forceful way, this will be to everyone moving through an airport. It'll soon be in bus terminals and railroads. It may soon be in malls. No, folks, they're not going to stop. They're not going to quit. Please, this isn't over. Unless we make it over, it's not going to be over. And I'm still shocked at people that still believe this is something we have to do. I'm just absolutely dumbfounded that people I thought were halfway intelligent, Melody, are this ignorant of not only the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, that's one thing, but our moral duties to God to keep our bodies away from these foreign matters, especially the aborted, murdered baby parts? Shouldn't that concern us?
Well, you think it should. And it certainly does a certain group of folks, but it truly is amazing. And you know what? I can't even believe the amount of people already who have gotten the booster shots. They're not even approved by the was it the CDC or the FDA yet? Or
they haven't approved the EUA. The FDA has not approved anything other than for emergency use, although they're saying they have, but they have not done that.
I don't know.
We've been lied to by Biden and back in December 2020. We've been lied to by Fauci. We've been lied to by so many people. Wonder why they think we're being skeptical. Melly, I'll be quiet. You can wrap it up. It's about done anyway.
No, please don't, you know, because it's the end of the day, and I don't want to get too fired up. But you know what?
Well,
we do need to be fired up.
We do. This is beyond taxing us. This is beyond anything we've ever faced yet. They're going to force you to take a poisonous vaccine. It's not even a vaccine, folks. It's not even a vaccine. Go to our website, PastorButch.com, and look under Health News. It's not a vaccine. Please stand up. Please stand up for your children and grandchildren's sake. Please stand up.
And here we are at the end of the hour, and we will be back on Monday. So be safe this weekend, and until then, good night and God bless.
Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.